It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review the live-action remake of one of DreamWorks Animation's biggest hits, How to Train Your Dragon. And I guess they thought that since Disney is doing it, then why not them? But I don't want to suggest any bad ideas. Fans of the original animated trilogy, which was based on a book series, know the story of how the Vikings are always defending their island of Burg from dragons who ransack their village and take their livestock. The young would-be hero Hiccup, now played by Mason Thames, wants to prove his worth by capturing a dragon species known as a Night Fury, which was considered to be uncatchable. Of course, he doesn't have it in him to kill the dragon, so he sets him free, names him Toothless, makes him a prosthetic wing, and learns to communicate with him. Gerard Butler also reprises his animated role of Hiccup's father Stoic the Vast, who is also the chief of Burg and is ambitious to find the dragon's nest. He believes his son will follow in his footsteps. This How to Train Your Dragon remake was once again directed by Dean DuBois, who also co-created the animated trilogy with Chris Sanders. He does an effective job of making the humans and dragons resemble their animated counterparts, but the story is too predictable. It barely tries anything different, and it basically just adds 30 minutes to what was originally 100 minutes. The director admitted it was okay to prefer the animated version, and each movie had a sense of awe, a sense of humor, and a sense of discovery. But the real world just copies them. 2.5 stars. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.